Or it'd be about 4 inches, 3 to 4 inches wide if it's split it good.
Mm-hmm.
And they had something they call a mallet and a... Anyway, you hit down on it and you split your bowl thin as you could get it, and sometimes it'd be a little thicker than my hand, which was about an inch thick, had 3/4 of an inch. And get up there with nails, and you nail out on there, and you can look up through the top, and you can see the moon most any time you want. You had to go outdoors to see it.
Uh-huh.
And when that's true. And when it's raining, what it leaks at, if you get enough tubs, you sit there and catch the tubs, and you pile all the beds up in one corner. You see, it wasn't belong to, well, my daddy was belong to him, but he wasn't able to do no better. And the other folks, well, the white folks just wouldn't do nothing to your house. Mm-hmm. Just wouldn't fix your house. According to what you made and how you made, and every year, if you make 15 bales of cotton, he tell you, well, John, you lightning made it out. But anyway, I'll let you make a clear receipt. I give you a clear receipt if you're going to stay with me another year. And you didn't get nothing but lard and little lard and little, it's raining corn. You put all your corn in one barn.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in his barn, rather. And you go there and you shell out corn and you go grind it, had cornmeal, gristmill.
Mm-hmm.
You go grind it, and you couldn't go till on a Saturday evening to grind it. You go grind it while your wife cooking, washing and cooking and whatnot. And take these old yellow bricks and beat them up somewhere and scrub the floor with them.
Mm-hmm.
Put on that, and that'll make the floor shine, because the planks was rough, old rough, rough planks. You know, just ordinary. 2x12, just like to come to sawmill, and you can take that brick and rub on, beat them up and rub on, and make it sort of slick where it's splintered wouldn't go to put too bad.
But
that's true. And you take them, and like them cracks in them in that wall, that board wouldn't cut that straight, it wouldn't go together that close. And you take get a smaller 2-inch one, or 4-inch one, and you nail over that board. You nail every wire, two boards go together, you nail another board over it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got a new house like that, you was big shot then. And, and then take buggies and wagons, go to church. Lots of time you had to walk.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of women used to walk. My mother used to walk 4 miles to church. Walk there barefoot and she get there. She have a dish rag and wipe her foot off because it's a little grease on it. That's practically the only way to get grease. Practically the only way to get grease. Wipe her foot off and put on her shoes and stock and go in there and have church, and you can hear them singing a half a mile. And the first bed had a big old bell there. You can hear it over 2 or 3 miles, just like these old big plantation bells.
Mm-hmm.
And the first bell was to let you know that allowed to have church, and the next bell to ring again, the same bell, but it rang it twice while they was ready to take in church. And some of them folks be a half a mile from there in that dust, and you talking about hustling going through that dust, mud and trying to get that in. That's your born to it, trying to get there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I was big enough. When I was right here, I rode a mule church bell back with a sack on it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I get down, my pants be all wet for the mule and sweat. But I went, so it was rough here one time. It was real rough. Just about tough as it could get. The flesh didn't raise nothing, it didn't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And had some old stuff we call sorghum. It's something like our